Welcome to the What Matters Most podcast, presented by First United Bank and Trust. That's my bank. Visit us today at mybank.com.
Hello and welcome to What Matters Most, the podcast all about finances, community, savings, and security for you, your family, and your business. This podcast is brought to you by the helpful folks at my bank, First United Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Eric Nutter, and in today's episode, we're in our continuing series of What Matters Most about businesses. And today we're talking with Tony about building a small business infrastructure. So for this discussion and this multi-part series, we're talking, like I said, with Tony Rodersheimer, Commercial Relationship Manager serving the Frederick, Maryland market of First United. Thanks for joining me again, Tony. How are you doing today?
Excellent, Eric. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the topic today is kind of important, especially if we're, you know, last time we spoke, we talked about the Main Street Loan Program and how that can help businesses. But we're kind of peeling way back here and talking about how do you build a small business infrastructure that can last and a successful business. And so I think this is going to be a really, really fascinating conversation, something that could potentially help people who are just getting their business set up, but maybe some people who have been in it for a while and want to make sure that their foundation is strong. So I appreciate you bringing this topic to our attention.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited. This is what I live and breathe every day. Talking to small business owners, and so you really get some insight of what's working and what's adding to the success of these small businesses and mid-sized businesses, and how they have overcome some of the challenges that they've faced. And again, a very dynamic, you know, kind of financial time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, especially right now, things are just so ever changing, challenging. There's a bunch of adjectives you could throw at what's happening in 2020. But let's dive into building a small business infrastructure. And in your experience and all the experience you have working with all the different businesses and different sizes of businesses, why is infrastructure important to a successful business?
You know, I think when you build infrastructure, and I kind of look at this as a small business is run by the business owner, right? Whether that's a partnership or a single entity, but you know, the business goes as that owner goes, right? So I kind of equate that to, you know, this big cog, right, that everything else is running off of. Mm-hmm. Well, when you only have one cog, as you slow down, your business slows down, right? When you go on vacation, your business goes on vacation, right? And so you spend so much time. And so as your business grows, you need to basically diversify the energy away from the single cog into, you know, multiple different kind of verticals or multiple different, you know, basically cogs that, you know, still intertwine and still are running the business, but, you know, are powered not only by you, you know, but are powered by the individual, you know, your management team or the infrastructure that you've built. And so you can see this in really large, complex organizations, right? They have middle management, they have directors, they have your C-level, and then they have, you know, your board. And so it's really easy to see that in a very well-defined, large organization, right? When you look at those org charts. When you look at a small business or a middle-sized business, it's, you know, it becomes a little bit more cloudy on what roles and responsibility. You hear this all the time where people say they wear multiple hats within an organization, right? And that's so true. And so why it's important is that business has to eventually run as if you aren't there, right? And so building that out with, you know, trusted individuals and giving them the trust of knowing that, you know, they're part of this, you know, machine, is so important to start early, because once you get in and you create that culture and try to create that culture later, it's just difficult. You know, so starting that early is whether you act on it early, I think defining it early is, you know, terribly important.
Sure. So it's like a mapping out the vision for how am I going to be able to go on vacation?
That's right. Maybe that's your first goal, right? How do I go on vacation?
How can I walk away and things don't completely fall apart?
That's right.
So, let's talk a little bit about that. So what trends are you seeing in terms of how businesses are building that infrastructure out? Like what's that looking like?
Yeah. And I think one of the things that we've probably learned is, in the business owners and individuals, professionals that work with business owners is over the last 6 months, you've just had to adapt, right? Whether it's adapt to, the implementation of PPE or adapt to, having complete closures to the labor market and unemployment and, so many different things. And so, the business owners that have been able to adapt to the changing times are the ones that, have that mindset and have the right mindset of, things are going to change. And it's no different in, how you build out your infrastructure. I always can go back to, go down and talk to, John in accounting or go talk to, Sally in human resources or, that type of thing. You had all of these departments that were part of your team. They were employees of the organization. And, that just isn't the case now. You have a lot more, fractional roles. So whether that be fractional marketing or fractional CFO, fractional human resources, no longer do we have multiple departments. But we're actually outsourcing, kind of entire departments to, that specialty, right? They do that day in and day out. And they manage, again, your accounting, your human resources. And so we're definitely, marketing. We're definitely seeing that trend, especially as you're starting to grow. And the importance of it is when you make that mistake, you make that marketing mistake, and you're trying to grow and you're just this young, young company, it can set you back, a number of years just by not having the right, expertise. And again, we go back to, you can't be the expert on everything as a business owner.
Right. So you're talking outsourcing all like outside of the walls of your company and just kind of sectioning off all these different facilities that you need, all these different aspects of the business, running the business you need to third party companies that's all they do.
Yeah. And obviously, you don't want to outsource your entire company, right? Although I'm sure there are people out there that might think differently. You do need to have your core competencies that are in-house. And so the things that you can manage and feel comfortable with, go ahead and manage those, through through direct hires, and having those be employees of the company. But you are going to run into certain things, especially again, as you grow. I don't need a marketing director if, I have four clients.
Right.
But I might need some help with how to get started with marketing. Right. And so it's a way to kind of dip your toe into these different areas without adding the overhead and the expense.
Yeah, it certainly helps from an expense standpoint for sure, because and it allows you, I think, more easily swap out parts. If something isn't going right with that outsourced vendor that you're using, you can easily kind of plug and play a different one if you're not finding the right fit.
Yeah, there's definitely a modular component to that as well. And again, as you get to, there's trade-offs of that as well. On the other side of things, you do lose a little bit of control with that. There's, because it's outside of your walls, and you're also subject to someone else's, time policy, if you will.
Right. Yeah, you're on their clock, not yours. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So, are there any other trends that you're seeing from that standpoint? I mean, that outsourcing aspect is that. Is that a more recent trend? Is that more COVID related, or is that just kind of the trend in general, even before COVID?
I think it's been a kind of a growing trend, and you hear this saying a lot is, I don't know what I don't know, and so as businesses again are being more strategic, and I use this example. I had a conversation the other day with someone, and how did you react to COVID? right? How did you react to the closing of your, you know, this was one of the businesses that was mandated to close. And, you know, he said that, you know, in the example is that he learned in 2008 and, you know, to 2010 that he was slow to react to the changing marketplace there. And that ended up costing him in the end because he didn't react quick enough. And so kind of living through that, he was able to act, you know, ultra quick to cut expenses. You know, he started making phone calls on the expense side almost immediately, because he knew that was something he could control. And so, you know, I think that's pretty telling of, you know, what we've experienced in the past, will hopefully shape, you know, what we do the next time we're faced with, you know, a crisis, you know, or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. And we talk about it a lot, or just even on a small scale in our staff, we talk about rolling with the punches because there's so many things happening. You kind of have to be in that mindset of just figuring out what to do next and being able to make those decisions pretty quickly.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I think it goes back to, you know, we talk about a lot of times we think about, you know, infrastructure as actual expenses, but, you know, infrastructure of your business can also be a peer group, right? It can be, you know, your banking financial professional, can be a CPA. It can be, you know, those types of people that you kind of lean on for advice, or lean on for, you know, hey, what do you think about this? And just having those, you know, that group of people, you know, whether it be peers or other professionals that you can lean on, as well as, you know, the actual, you know, management, you know, that you've brought in house or outsourced, you know, all of a sudden you start defining a really, you know, kind of robust infrastructure that allows you to, you know, kind of lean on and take what you need from each one of those, and, you know, individuals, and, you know, continue to kind of grow your company in the direction you think it should go.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, what about, kind of like further out, so a business, not, they're not just getting started, you know, they've been in this for a while. Are there thoughts for more long-standing businesses and how they can improve their infrastructure?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is, and I think this is in life, right, is we kind of get to the top of the mountain and we say, all right, I made it. You know, I made it to the top. And then we kind of have a chance to, you know, kind of look back down from where we, you know, where we climbed from. And then all of a sudden we look up and there's another mountain in front of us. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think most business owners didn't, you know, they don't start a business to get to X and then just give up. Right. They get, and then they know that there's going to be another mountain to climb after that. And so I think one of the things to think about with that is just investing back into the business, right? And think about it. If you're going to go climb a mountain, right? So you got some gear, you know, you've got a map, you know, you got to understand what the very basics to climb up the smallest hill. But if you want to get to that next, you're going to have to invest in it. You're going to invest in better gear. You got to invest in those types of things. And a business is no different, right? You've got to keep continually, you know, pushing the funds back into the business. And I think that, you know, as you build infrastructure and you build out the business, is making sure that the success of the business is your number one focus. You know, with profits, is that it's going back into the, and they call it piling on profits. And it's true. And I'll tell you from firsthand experience that, that is the difference between if you had two companies that started in the exact same industry, at the exact same time, the ones that, you know, continually invest back into the business, you know, always outpace the ones that don't. So, you know, it's again, you know, pretty important, and something I think, you know, we've talked about this before, but you know, most small businesses file it as an S corp, and you know those funds are distributed out. And so once they go out of the business, it's a lot easier, to not
put it back in,
to not go back in. Right. Because that to be fair, that's the reward of all of the time that, that someone spent climbing that, climbing that mountain. They just have to know that, hey, there's another mountain and I've got to keep some of these resources, some of this capital for that next challenge that's going to come. And I think that's what separated, businesses in the last 6 months. The ones that were well capitalized have been able to weather the storm better than ones that weren't. And so that capital is money invested back into the business.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that's a really strong message and a good reminder for everybody to it's a similar, I think, from like a sports analogy is, putting the time in on the court, shooting the free throws, even when nobody's, when you're not in a game, because it's investing back into yourself. Right. So putting that into the business is just going to make it push it further.
Yeah. Something I tell the kids all the time, is exactly that. You think you're working hard. I guarantee you there's someone out there working harder than you.
Right.
Right. And so you kind of have to keep that same mindset, there's always going to be the next challenge. So.
Right. No, that's good. Good advice. Well, Tony, do you have any, closing thoughts to kind of wrap up our discussion here about small business infrastructure?
No, I appreciate it. Again, I think, having conversations early, when you're looking to start a business or I think the other is grow a business where you've kind of solidified the business and you say, okay, now I'm ready to take that next challenge or that next step. Building out that infrastructure, defining that early, and the roles of each one of those individuals, whether again, be in-house or an outsourced or, again, a peer group, that's going to be an important aspect of how you continually kind of redefine the business as it does grow. So.
Awesome. Well, Tony, thanks again for joining me. I really appreciate you joining us for the second part in our series here. And it's really, really helpful information.
I appreciate it. And if you have any of the listeners have any additional questions, they can hit the contact button on www.mybank.com, or they can contact me directly. My email is troderschreimer@mybank.com.
Great. Yeah, I appreciate that. And we'll actually link to your email address in the show notes for this episode. So that brings us to the end of our show. You can always find more episodes by visiting mybank.com/podcast or on your favorite podcast app. You can also always leave feedback, ask questions, or request a topic for us to discuss by sending an email to podcast@mybank.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with more helpful content. But until then, we wish you the best in focusing on what matters most to you.
Do I have enough money to retire?
Is my family protected if something happens to me?
Is my plan getting me where I'm going?
Are you ready if I want to be a doctor?
When it comes to money, we all have questions. That's why First United Wealth Management has a team of experts ready to listen and provide solutions. First United Wealth Management.
First United, my bank for life.
This recording is for informational purposes only. Any references in this recording to any person, organization, product, or service does not constitute or imply the endorsement, recommendation, or affiliation with First United Bank and Trust. First United is not responsible for your use of the information mentioned within this podcast. Please consult legal or tax professionals for counsel as needed.